Good morning, Audio Boom. I'm just about to get up, and hopefully my back will be a bit better today. I had a horrendous backache yesterday, and it probably was caused by the simplest of things, and to be honest, I'm not even too sure what actually caused it. So I woke up yesterday and everything was all hunky-dory and fine. I had a bit of a move round in the back bedroom, which is where I'm sleeping at the moment, until I can get myself a nice new big bed with a memory foam mattress on it. But for the moment, I've just got a bed that I brought with me, and that's in the smaller back bedroom. I thought I'd have a move round, so I've moved the bed so that it's against the wall and in the corner, so I've got more room. And that didn't do anything to my back. You know, the bed's on casters, on wheels, so I could shove it around reasonably easy. So I don't think that set the back off. You know, everything felt fine afterwards. And then I had to go to the Civic Centre in Folkestone, which is where the council offices are, to sort out housing benefit and whatnot. Someone was going to fill in forms for me. I do apologise for sounding like a Dalek. I don't normally sound like this. So me and Barbara went on the bus so she could show me where the council offices were, and then she was going to meet a friend for a couple of hours and come back and pick me up, and we were going to go home on the bus because my bus stop is so close to my home for coming back out from town. So we got there okay, found the council offices, and someone took me over to the desk to speak to the lady and get my forms filled in. I sat down, took my rucksack off because that had documents in it, and then I turned round. I think this is what caused it. I turned round just to get Kinsey to lie down, and then I turned back to face the desk. I think I leant forward to speak to the woman behind the desk. All of a sudden, I had these most horrendous shooting pains going up my lower back and round my hips, and I felt like I was about to lock, and it was absolute agony. And I just think it was that tiny little thing of twisting around to get Kinsey to lie down. And it was just like pain from my lower back to the bottom of where the middle of my back starts, all round and round my tops of my hips, and it started to go down my legs. So it's a bit like a letter C sort of shape around my waist and back. And it was absolutely agony. I was sitting there all through the appointment, moving around trying to get comfortable because it was so painful. I even asked for a glass of water so I could take a painkiller, which it didn't really help. It was just paracetamol. I didn't have any ibuprofen or anything. So in the end, I phoned up my friend and said, look, I really don't think I'm going to be able to get a bus home because I can hardly walk. So I got a cab home, and it was only £3.30. But it was bad enough trying to get in the cab, you know, trying to get myself low down and sit on the seat and move myself across so Kinsey could get in behind the passenger seat. So I got home. It was trying to snow, even though the sun was out. It wasn't laying, though, because the ground was wet, but the snow was quite wet and slushy. It wasn't nice, fluffy snow. So I got home and took some more painkillers and just laid on the sofa for a while, but I would get up and walk around a bit because I don't want to seize up completely. And later on, Barbara came round with some Cocodamol, which I took before bedtime, and I've got ibuprofen gel. I've also got Tiger Balm, and when I was laying down, I've got this microwave heat pad. You just warm it up in the microwave, and then it comes with a quilted belt with a pocket in it that you slot the heat pad into, and then just wrap the belt round your waist and Velcro it in place, so it's keeping it nice and warm. Anyway, I'm feeling quite a bit better this morning. I've put some Tiger Balm on, and I don't know yet whether I'll attempt to have a bath. I'm a bit wary about that at the moment, but so I've got my heat pad I can wear, and I have got some more Cocodamol, but I'm a bit wary about taking that during the day because it does make me sleepy. But I think I'm able to walk more today, and there is a medical centre not far from me, and I do need to find a doctor anyway, so I think I might take a little walk down to the medical centre and get myself signed up and just take it easy today. I haven't got much to do today. I could do a bit of cleaning and get the heat pad on, and it does feel better. When I went to bed, I've got a fleecy blanket that I actually sort of draped over my back and hips to keep it extra warm, and I slept okay actually. I had about 6 hours sleep roughly, which wasn't too bad. It does feel better this morning. I can do things without yelling in pain, you know. Even sitting on the loo was painful. Bending over to do stuff, lifting my leg to do anything was painful. I could walk up and down stairs reasonably okay. That wasn't too bad, but just various positions, bending backwards, leaning backwards to do stuff was agony. And it is getting better, so I am on the mend, but it is still incredibly painful. So I think I might wait till tomorrow to have the bath, but I'll just keep applying heat, and I've got the Tiger Balm I can rub in, or I've got ibuprofen gel I can rub in as well. So that's it. I'm a bit knackered at the moment, so I shall be okay. But if anyone's nearby and wants to bring me loads of cakes and biscuits and chocolates and sweets and crisps, then bring them on. Just kidding. Okay, I shall speak to you all later in Audio Boomland. Bye bye.